Now in chapter 34, and I'm going to begin reading now. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, "Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge." Now it's, as it were, he's turning to those three friends, and he has a word for them. He says, "For the ear trieth words, as the mouth tasteth meat." They had already said this. You know, just as you taste something, and it's good to the taste buds, well, the ear tastes words, you see, trieth words. And we hear something, music, delightful to the ear. We taste it with our ear. And so that expression is used here now by Elihu. It had been used, I think, by Eliphaz before. He says, "Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what's good." Now, he says, just as we like to taste something good, let's hear something that's good. "For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment." In other words, God hasn't been fair to me. He hadn't given me a trial. "Should I lie against my right, my wound is incurable without transgression." He says, "I've got an incurable disease, and I didn't do anything." And he continues on, verse 7, "What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water?" You see, the Lord chastens, as we saw last time. The Lord is in the business of chastening those that are his own. And he does it for a very definite purpose. "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." That is the statement, as we saw last time in the 12th. And we're told then that we are not to despise it. Well, Job was despising the chastening of the Lord. God has no right to do this. And he removed him far from God. And then he began to faint under it, you see. And we're not to faint, we're told, when thou art rebuked of him. God's doing it for a purpose in our lives. Notice verse 8, "Which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men." Now, to tell the truth, Job has joined the protesters outside of heaven. He's marching up and down with a placard now, and he's saying, "God is wrong, and I am right." There are a lot of folk doing that. And he's joined those that are in rebellion against God. Notice verse 9, "For he hath said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God." Well, he said, "I was serving God and being a nice little boy, and I expected to have a Sunday school pen given to me, and God didn't give me a Sunday school pen. And at Christmas, he didn't put a nice gift in my stocking. He put ashes in my stocking, and I don't think God was nice doing that." My, I tell you, that was Job. That's a lot of Christians today. He says, "Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding, far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity." And again he's saying, God does not do wrong. And Paul, you remember, came to that. Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Now, friend, I don't want to be ugly. My wife says, when you're preaching, you say sometimes, you don't want to be ugly, then you turn right around and you're ugly. Why do you do that? Well, I'm going to be ugly then. May I say to you here, my friend, if you say God is wrong, then you are wrong. God is always right. And you and I are the ones that are always wrong. God is right. I don't care what God does. God's right in doing it. And he doesn't have to report to you and me. And he doesn't ask our permission, you know. My, there's so many folk today that want criminals turned off and that sort of thing. But believe me, they want God to run the universe right. Well, he'll run it right, friends, but not according to your standard and my standard at all.